Hello. Let me get situated. All right. Hello. If you don't know me, my name is Colt Meyer. I would like to represent Trailife Troop Florida 1613 and show you what it has been, what I have been a part of for 5 years. Our mission, or Trailife's mission, Trailife's mission is to guide generations of courageous men to honor God, lead with integrity, serve others, and experience outdoor adventure. You may have supported this mission every year by fundraising meals from me. I want to share some of the experience that my troop has been a part of. These include private tours of the Kennedy Space Center, white water rafting, a 46-mile canoe trip, Mighty Muscles baseball games, fishing trips, camping trips, and so much more. It is not all fun and games, though. The teaching model of Trailife is servant leadership. We serve the community as well. We have removed invasive plants from fishing, eating, and creek management area, spruced up the barren library for swamp cabbage, walked some of the streets in LaBelle picking up trash. We help Operation Christmas Child send boxes of toys and essential supplies all over the world to needy children. We place flags on the graves of veterans at the Ortona Cemetery every Memorial Day. We have helped the American Legion respectfully retire old and tattered American flags, and the list goes on. Please direct your attention to the screen for a video of these activities.
Silverbacks, let's show them who we are! Boom! Silverback!
Hello? So that kid was Andrew, who flew really high in the air. He had a bunch of bruises. Trail life has been really fun for me, and it's not just the activities. It's also, it has increased my walk with God. It has helped me to grow closer to God. And every Sunday, we took a break from it for a month or two, but we've come back to it. We're doing a Bible study every Sunday with a group of men from Trail Life, and that has really... We talk about some deep things, but it's good. It's very good, and it just has helped me with growing closer to God. And it's taught me so many things with earning this staff. You have to earn it. You can't just go up there by age or grade and grab it. You have to work for it. I have each little circle badge is a badge, and you have to earn it. You can't just walk up, say, oh, I started a fire. I camped for one night. You can't do that. You have to, there's research, looking in the Bible for verses, describing it. There's tasks to do, to complete, to earn these badges. I have three more at home, and more to complete. But, so this is, Trail Life has really, it's really helped me in my life with relationships with my dad, my mom, my friends, and just my family. And I just want to say thank you for all of those who have supported me. If you would like to buy any more tickets, I have a few left. It's pulled pork dinner. It comes with pulled pork, a bun, a baked potato, and baked beans. They're $12 a piece, and it is next week. It's at the First Baptist Church, curbside pickup. And after service, you can come see me if you would like one. And I just want to say from my troop and I, thank you for all your support.
You know, when your 14-year-old comes to you and says, I want to stand before an entire church of people and tell them about the experiences that I've had, you can't say no. I mean, you can't. So he did that 3 weeks ago, and I told him, well, go to Pastor George and ask him, see what he says. And Pastor George said, sure, that'd be great. When do you want to do it? And Colt's like, I don't know. Good answer for a teen. So he got with me, we got the video put together, and this is the week that he chose to do it on. My name is Luke Meyer. I am Colt's father. I am also the committee chairman of our Troop Florida 1613, and my job is to keep the adults in line, because if you know anything about cat herding, if the cat herders are not doing their job, the cats go everywhere. So I have to keep the cat herders herding the cats. So it is fun. As he said, we are a Christian organization. Everything that we do is founded upon God's word and the principles of Jesus Christ. And we emphasize that in everything that we do. Every meeting that we have, every activity that we do, we pray before and after. We have some type of lesson or meaning behind the things that we are doing. We are not just out there tying knots for fun or fishing for fun. We equate that to our walk with God. Trail Life's founding verse is Colossians 1:10, and they use the English Standard Version, and it says, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Trail Life's motto is walk worthy. We want to teach these young men to walk worthy of Jesus Christ, so that when the world looks at them, they see Jesus. Trail Life is built on a model of servant leadership, as described and displayed for us through the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. Trail Life's servant leadership model is broken down into four simple steps. I do, and you watch. Pretty simple. I do, and you watch. I do, and you help. So we've gone beyond the I'm going to show you what to do, and you need to participate in the activity. You do, and I help. Now we've moved into the you are the one taking charge of the task and control, and I am assisting you in that. And then lastly, you do, and I watch. You have fully taken control. You have fully stepped into that role. I am here as a fallback. I am here to catch you if you need, give you instruction. But it is your responsibility now. It is your job. You are capable of doing it. Using this method of teaching, we now have youth leaders in our troop that teach the younger kids the program. When we first started, our troop has been around for 5 years now. When we first started, I was the one teaching the kids how to start a fire. I was the one teaching the kids how to tie knots. I was the one teaching kids how to not die in the woods. I no longer teach those things. My son teaches those things to the younger ones. His fellow trailmen that are his age and his level teach those things to the younger ones. I am there to make sure that he doesn't die and make sure that he doesn't kill them. And that's essentially it. They are the ones now leading. They are the ones that have taken up the standard and are walking forward. We have an officer corps, which consists of a first officer. He is in charge of the entire patrol or the entire troop. We have a second officer, which is his backup, his aide and assistant. We have a quartermaster who is in charge of all the equipment and things that belong to the troop. And we have junior patrol leaders. Each patrol in our troop consists of anywhere from 6 to 8 boys. Each patrol has a leader in that group. When the kids have an issue, they do not come to us. As following the biblical standard of having an issue, if they have an issue with another trailman, they are going to go to that trailman, interact with them, and try to resolve their dispute. If they cannot, they go to the junior patrol leader. The junior patrol leader then assists in that conflict resolution. If they cannot resolve it, they come to the second officer, and so on up the chain. We teach these foundational principles at a young age so that as they grow, they are able to build a strong structure. Because without the proper foundation, the structure is weak. Youth lead, but in order to lead, you must have followers. If you do not have followers, you are not a leader. If the people will not follow you, then your words are nothing. We teach the trailmen that in order to be a good follower, you have to follow the one that leads to life, and that is Jesus Christ. If you are not following him, then you are not going to follow your other leaders effectively. And if you are not a good follower, you are not going to be a good leader. And this is the part where I depart from the Trail Life is Amazing rant. And I would like to share with you a journey that I have been on. And although Trail Life has not been the sole movement of it, it has been a catalyst in this. And Pastor George pretty much preached the whole thing earlier, so, you know. But it is amazing how God works. He is speaking. He used the verse in Revelation. I had that verse in my notes, and I decided not to use it. God decided, yes, we're going to use it. So God works in amazing ways if we follow him. In the book of John, chapter 14, verses 23 through 24, Jesus answered them and said, and this is from the New King James, Jesus answered them, or answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and I will come in, or we will come in and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." We have to keep in mind our walk with Christ is not a set of rules. God established that in the Old Testament. Here are the rules, follow the rules. We failed miserably every single time. Every single time. From the garden, here are the rules, follow the rules. One rule, actually two rules, one rule. Couldn't follow that. Here's a whole bunch of other rules. Can't follow that. It's not about following rules. We know we cannot do that. We've proved that over and over again. In John chapter 10, verse 25 through 26, it says, "Jesus answered them, 'I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. They testify to who I am. But you do not believe because you are not one of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. When Jesus says voice, the word he uses is a living voice. A living voice. Our God is not done speaking to us. He continues to speak to us. But we have hindrances. We have things in our life that prevent us from walking in what he is calling us to do, whether big or small. The journey that I have been on is I want to follow Jesus. I want to do what he calls me to do, whether it's picking up a hitchhiker who needs a ride, or paying for something that someone needs, or starting up a coffee fellowship in the morning, whatever it might be. If I feel like God is calling me to do it, I want to do it. But there's fear with that. What if God calls me to go to Africa in some far remote village where I have to walk 5 miles to get water? He could, yes. More than likely not going to. There are needs right around you that you just have to say yes to. The fear is there, but we have to overcome it. Jesus is the one who allows us to overcome that fear. If we trust him, then we will do what he commands us. If he is our king, and the king tells us, do this, and we don't do this, what are we saying to the king? Even if we follow the king's edicts, when the king comes and says, do this, are we following the king? No, we're not. So in my journey, I've decided I want to follow Jesus. I want to say yes to him. And it has been a process. It is not something you just jump into. I had to lay out some requirements. How do I know if it's God and not just something that I want? So I came up with a two-stage fleece. Nice, easy. Lay the fleece out. Okay. Flip it over. Okay, good. My two-stage fleece is, does it build the kingdom of God? Does it edify the believers in his kingdom? And do I not want to do it? Because if I want to do it, it may not be God. This brings me back to Trail Life. When I got into Trail Life, I was a dad. I brought my kid, and I sat there and said, all right, do your thing. Very quickly, 1 week, all it took, that I knew I needed to get involved. Did I want to? No, not really. I've been involved with the Chosen Ministry. I've been involved with various other things. It'd be nice to just, I'm the parent now. I'm just, you do thing, do your thing. God had other plans. So I knew right away that I had to be involved in order for our troop who had just started to function properly and be the vision that I could see that it was made to be. I had to be involved. So I went ahead, became a registered adult, joined Trail Life, and began leading one of the patrols. The patrol was the Hawk Patrol, which is the 6 to 8 year olds. Or 7 to 8 year olds, small kids, total chaos. It was great. Loved every minute of it. In that, our troop leadership has a committee chair, finance chair, a whole bunch of other positions. The troop master is the figurehead of the troop. He is the one that gets up in front of the kids, makes announcements, and keeps the troop altogether. He's basically responsible for the activities and the individual patrols, making sure that the leaders have what they need to function, and if they have any issues, they come to him. In my second year of being in Trail Life, I was asked to be the troop master. No. I don't want it. I don't want to be up in front of people. I don't want to be up in front here, and I do not envy Pastor George for getting up here every week and speaking to people. I don't like it. It's not fun. Given that, I said yes, because I don't want to do it. But I know that my not wanting to do it means that God can do it even though I can't. So I let him lead me in that. And 3 years later, we are here today, and I am no longer the troop master. I am now the committee chair. Did I want that? No. I don't. Keeping adults in line is much harder than keeping kids in line. It really is. But it was needed. Following God is not easy, but it is needed. I'm reminded of verses like Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. It says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who," what? "Does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name?' And I shall declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" I've always struggled with this verse, understanding it. And it hit me, "you who practice lawlessness." As I said, how much more lawless is it to not follow the King who commands? And I can't help but think, how many times have I felt the call to do something? Have I felt the call to help someone? And I said, "I'm too busy. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I've got other things to do." Whatever the reason, excuse, whatever it might be. Matthew 12, verse 60, it says, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." And in John 9, verse 31, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but anyone who is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him." Jesus is very clear. We have to do God's will. There is a saying, you can do nothing wrong and still do nothing right. You can follow all of the teachings, all of the laws, and still not follow the King. That's the problem the Pharisees had. They were good at following the law. They laid it out very well, even added some. But they stopped following the King. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, follow the King. Seek after him. Be willing to say yes. Will it be easy? Probably not. Will it look like your finances can't afford it? Probably. But I can tell you, God will provide. Amen. If he has told you to, when he called Peter to step out of the boat, Peter did not know he was going to walk on water, but he was obedient. Jesus provided what he needed. He needed to walk on water. It would have been rough to get to Jesus without it. Jesus will provide. Don't be fearful of that. Do not hold back because of uncertainty or the unknown. Jesus calls us to walk with him. He is standing at the door and knocking. If we do not open it and let him come in and follow him and learn from him, we may miss the whole kingdom of heaven. We've been studying Romans chapter 12 in Trail Life. We've been encouraging the kids to try to memorize it, the entire chapter. Very difficult. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, and this is in English Standard Version, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. All we really have to give to God is ourselves. Everything else, he made. Everything else, he provided. We didn't work for our clothes. We didn't grow the crops. We didn't create the crops that makes the cotton, we didn't make the gins that spin it. All we have is ourselves. That's all we have to give him. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Something that I emphasize in youth group and in Trail Life is train your mind. Your mind is a muscle. It will do what you've trained it to do. Train your mind. Don't just sit here on Sunday and then go home and not read the word for a week, not pray for a week, and then come back on Sunday and expect something. That's not what God wants for you. No. That's not what he's calling you for. We are a body of Christ. We all have a function. We all have a part. What does following God look for you? I don't know. It might be something simple. It might be something huge. You might be sitting in a theater of 5,000 people and then get called home for his glory. But follow him. Do not be conformed to this world. This world has nothing for us. We are not citizens of here. We are citizens of heaven. That is my heart, my desire for you all. And last week, during worship, I felt the call to come up and give this. And every day, my wife would say, do you know what you're going to say? And I said, nope. Nope, I don't. She asked me yesterday, do you know what you're going to say? I said, kind of. I have kind of an outline. I asked Colt, what are you going to say? I don't know. So I helped him kind of get an outline, but he was faithful. At no point in time did he say, yeah, I don't think I can do it. I don't want to do it anymore. He knew he needed to. And at the First Baptist Church, we have what's called Troop Sunday, because First Baptist Church hosts our troop. They are there presenting what they have been doing to that church. This is totally separate from that. Colt did not plan it to be on Troop Sunday. He just said, I need to do it. This is when I can. I did not plan for this to be now. It was just when I can. And Pastor George was so gracious enough to let me. But that is my prayer for you all. That you follow God, that you not be afraid to say yes. Because you do not want to stand before the King and have that behind you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for being a king that we can serve, a king that is with us, a king that leads us and guides us. Help us to be followers of you. Help us to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Lord, continue to provide for us, take care of us, Lord. Help us to walk in faith. Help us to walk in unity. Be with these believers. In Jesus' name.